Hello.
Hello.
And we're back.
We are back.
We took a hiatus after saying we were done taking a hiatus. But we're really back this time.
We're really back. We're committing.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride. Has anything really happened? No. Not really.
Just mundane life. But
just life.
We're trying our best and we're back.
You're doing
and that's
best.
All that matters. You know?
Exactly. In this episode, you'll hear something very exciting for us.
Yeah.
We got our first ad.
Yeah, so, we did.
So make sure you... I know that's why you're here.
Hashtag sponsored.
Oh, man. It's really getting to our heads.
My ego is gonna...
Through the roof.
Implode my house.
So honestly, we're the best people to do ads for because we just get excited that people want us to do ads for them.
Yeah, we did like 3 takes and we were just like, we were hype.
Yeah, I was ready to hire an assistant. But we'll get there. We will get there. But so what better episode to bring us back in on than with an episode dedicated to a show that we all know and love.
ST3. Stranger Things 3.
Coming Season back, 3. Baby. July 4th.
How festive.
Which is today when you'll be listening to this, or whenever you listen to it, after July 4th.
You know, at the holiday season, you know, celebrate with some fireworks, some Netflix binging. It's all good.
Yeah, after like 2 years, yeah. They're not kids anymore, as they say in the trailer.
It's true. I feel like they are my own children, and I've mm-hmm. watched them grow up right before my eyes.
Mm-hmm. If anything happens, I'm going to say this right now. If the slightest inconvenience happens to Dustin or Steve.
If somebody even plucks an eyelash.
Mm-mm. Drama. I will have words.
I second that because on my laptop, I have a freaking sticker of the two of them.
They're the dream team.
They are the dream team.
But so, like we said, we don't know what's going to happen. And so when you're listening to this, you might have watched the new season. You might about to watch the new season. You might have never watched any season, in which case, watch those come back to this. But today yes. We thought, you know, there's a lot of theories going around. The Duffer Brothers are very good at incorporating tiny clues, little, what's another synonym for clue? Exactly.
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs, yes. Easter eggs throughout the throughout the posters, the trailers, the stories, the whatever. And so,
I'll also add in that they are also very good at keeping secrets about mm-hmm. the plot.
Exactly.
And so is the cast. They have tight lip when it comes to that.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. I would not want Netflix getting mad at me.
Mm-mm.
But so we figured today we'll go over some of the theories that we might have, things you want to see happen. Just anything and everything. And of course, if you listen to this and you want to say what your thoughts on the new season were, what your theories were, whatever, if you just want to talk about Stranger Things, tweet us at Sandy and Stina, at Instagram at Sandy and Stina. And what is our Gmail, Sandra?
SandyandStina@gmail.com.
We love emails.
We do.
So send them our way.
We had some freaky spam emails we had to delete. But other than that, we love emails.
Yeah. Unless you're an actual prince from Sweden, don't solicit us.
You know, it's fine. So let's just get into it.
So first off, Sandy, what do you hope is going to happen? Season 3.
Well, season 3, Steve is my favorite character.
100%.
And I just really want to see a lot of him in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
I know he got pretty beat up at the end of season 2.
Yep.
I'm a little nervous for him. But I just need him to find happiness.
Yeah.
After Nancy just took him down. I mean, he was being a jerk. I'll give her that. Like, he was being a real jerk in like season 1. Season 2, he started to like come around. He like found himself. you know, he teamed up with the kids, did what he had to do. But
it's a character development.
Overall, my requirement is more Steve.
I mean, I'm right there with you. I want a lot more Steve and Dustin.
Yes.
And I want them both to live. said that in the beginning, but here's why I state that. Gaten Matarazzo plays Dustin. He was doing an interview. It was a lie detector test. I forget the brand name. Just YouTube it. Sorry to whatever company that is. but they asked him, and he didn't flinch at all. Like, he was amazing. So he didn't lie at all. And they said, does the main character die this season? And he said yes. And he was telling the truth. And I'm like, it better.
You know, you just dropped a bomb on me. I did not know that. And now really? I'm nervous.
Oh, oops.
The blood just left my face.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm going to faint. when I heard that, I was like, there's no, he better be lying. Like, even though he just must be really good at going past lie detectors.
That's a great point, though, because you have a theory.
Oh, I have a lot of theories.
That Billy might be the monster.
I can almost confirm at this point. I have not seen anything early. I don't have those type of connections, but I can.
If he comes after Steve as the monster, we got issues.
Well, here's the thing. So I've compiled a Google Doc with all the with a bunch of conspiracy theories that I have. This was last updated in April, was when I last did it. But now more trailers have come out. And so more clues that I have to put together. So it's not in this Google Doc, but it's in my head, and we'll get there. But, you know, I just want to state before we get into these that I thought of some of these. Some of them are from Reddit. And when I was making this, I didn't expect to tell us with other people, so I don't know who thought of a lot of these. But I also thought of some of these, and they overlap. So if you were the original poster, I'm very sorry. And we gave you our email in the beginning. And
we love a Reddit deep dive.
Yeah, it's all I do. I nerd out. But I bought the book. They have a book, like the Stranger Things, like the Upside Down book or something. I don't know what it's called. And they had this poem that was in there, and I had to use Morse code. Like, there were dots in all the some of the pages. I had to go through the book and then decipher it. Yeah, I was into it. And the poem is, "The week is long, the silver cat feeds. When blue and yellow meet in the west, a trip to China sounds nice if you tread lightly."
That's deep.
And so,
and a lot to unpack there.
A lot to unpack. I've kind of unpacked it, I think.
Do it.
So, I feel like I'm really about to just nerd out.
Go for it.
The week is long. The season takes place over a week, I think.
Yep.
In the summer, you know. The silver cat feeds. There's a couple things. It could be the rats that we've seen in the posters, in the trailers. Rats are going to be a huge theme this season. We can get into that more later, but definitely rats are going to be the cause of something. And then
can I just
also
cut in really quick?
Please do.
Speaking of rats, this has nothing to do with Stranger Things, but we were driving, my family and I, the other day, and we saw a small bird drop a rat from the sky.
A what?
And it was just like a sign. Like, a small bird was carrying a rat in its mouth. And out of nowhere, this bird dropped the rat and it hit the pavement. And I just felt like it was a bad omen.
Oh.
Maybe Stranger Things 3 was trying to tell me something.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either. We screamed. Continue.
This might be dumb, but did the rat scurry? Or was it, you know?
It was deceased.
It was deceased. I'm actually a little impressed.
We were too. It was mostly like, that's disgusting, but also like props to that small bird. But also, like, sucks for the bird because he just lost his dinner.
I mean,
anyways, this has nothing to do with Stranger Things, but I'm still creeped out.
Could have just flown in. But, you know,
something to the take, poem.
Something to ponder poem. On. The silver cat feeds could also be a thing called Lynx Corp, which is some like you've seen or it's been seen in like filming stills. So it could be a corporation, and I also think it has something to do with, I'm like, I don't know how to piece it all together. I'll get back to that. It has some, it might have something to do with Russians, Russian spies, not just Russians in general. If you're listening to this from Russia, I didn't create the show. When blue and yellow meet in the West, if you look at the poster, 11 is wearing blue, Mike is wearing yellow. And then if you look at the clock in the first promotional trailer for Stranger Things 3, or one of them, like when they showed the Starcourt Mall, they had a clock and it was blue and yellow were the hands. And then they also posted that when they were going to release the official or like the last trailer, whatever. So that could be like time. And there's a bunch of weird conspiracies that I don't know, but if you want more into that, look that up, about what the timing could mean.
Interesting.
And then a trip to China sounds nice if you tread lightly. I think that, well, you know when they say like, oh, you, like dig to China in cartoons?
Yep, like you dig go, down to China. Yeah,
dig down, I think the upside down.
Word.
But also, there's an episode title called, one second. I should have had this pulled up, but I didn't. So we'll do it live. We will do it live.
The grind never stops.
The grind never stops. But there's one episode that I'd like to bring up. See, all the clues happen after I piece things together. Okay. Got it. So, one of them is called, where is it? Great. I thought something was there and it's not there.
Story of my life.
We'll just, this will be cut and post. So I think, I don't know, there's something that I read or that I saw. I think the Panda Express in the Starcourt Mall's food court is going to be like a front for something. I think the mall is a front for the Hawkins Lab.
Interesting.
I do. I also weirdly think that Billy's dad, for no reason other than maybe it's a headcanon, Billy's dad works for the Hawkins Lab, which is why they moved to specifically Hawkins, Indiana. That's just me. But here's why I bring up Billy. Billy is getting infected as shown in the trailer during the shower scene. This could be caused from the needle that Max injected him with at the end of season 2, since it was the same needle they used on Will while he was possessed. But also in the newest trailer, you see him getting a bite in this warehouse where you see a bunch of rats running in. So we're all thinking the rats could be the carriers of the thing. Yeah. So the monster at the end could be Billy. If you look in one of the trailers, there's like this huge monster they're promoting. But here's the thing about the monster.
Now, this is where I get upset. Because as you've noted on your Google Doc,
yep,
you have your suspicions that it could be somebody else.
Mm-hmm. You could say
would
it.
You like to?
I kind of hurts.
It hurts to say, but she thinks that the monster could be Steve.
Well, I did.
She did back in the day and is still unsure.
Well, you know why,
it's Sandy? A theory, people.
Here's the big, I don't think the monster is one person anymore. It's a conglomerate of people.
I get you.
If you look,
it's taken on a life of its own.
It's a bunch. Well, because if you look at the monster, you see a human spine in one of its legs. Mm. And everyone's thinking that it could be, since it's like a hive mind thing, and like all the people that get trapped in the upside down or get bit with this thing, at the end they morph into one super organism monster. So it's not just one person like Billy. So Billy might not even be the main man, because I feel like they might not have even given that away. He might just be part of it. But then they also have the case of the missing lifeguard. So then she could be a part of it, the lifeguard Heather.
Right.
And I think it's a bunch of people. I think because we see Steve getting, he could be getting injected. I'm more likely to think it's an antidote. Like he got bit.
And they were trying to save him.
And I think they save him.
Which brings us to Jonathan and Nancy.
Mm-hmm. You want to take that?
Yeah. So it was in the trailer. Like Nancy, like, was it the first trailer?
I think it was like the first official. Yeah.
So like in the first official trailer, they like cut to Jonathan and Nancy in the hospital. And then they just like cut to Nancy, like looking terrified.
Mm-hmm.
But of course they don't give you any other context. Which leads us to believe either A, Jonathan is about to die or get mm-hmm. eaten, or he's about to turn into the monster too, which we can't be having that.
No.
Or it could have nothing to do with anything.
Exactly.
She could just be terrified.
There's a lot that we don't know, obviously.
This world that they live in is a crazy place, so
mm-hmm.
you just don't know.
But speaking of, all signs do lead to Billy becoming at least a part of this monster based on the theory of bees, which is that all characters that have been majorly affected by the monsters from the Upside Down or the surrounding characters have started with the letter B. You have Benny in season one, the man who owned the restaurant that tried to help Eleven and then ended up getting shot. Barb, Dr. Brenner, Bob, and now Billy. Also, you see the psychotic journalist who's Gary Busey's son in real life, not in the show.
Just wanted to note that.
He's supposedly playing, well, I don't know if he's good or bad. I'm assuming he's bad. He's seen in the trailer walking, looking pretty demonic with blood on his shirt, and his name is Bruce.
You know?
I think it might I'm, you know.
So, like, what's going to happen to the buyers?
I think they're
Does
moving.
Does last names count? Do surnames count?
Oh, shoot. You're right. Yeah, Will Byers. He's with the B.
That makes me nervous.
It really is the B.
And they're moving.
Yes. I think.
They have the audacity in the midst of all this chaos to potentially move.
I mean, I would move. I would move. 100%. I would move the second I got back and I was like, hey, went to this weird alternate universe, got possessed, got taken, fought off this demon, weird demo dog thing. I'd be like, see ya. Peace out. Adios.
Dimsdale Dimmadome.
Yeah. I'm moving it to Dimsdale Dimmadome. The crossover we don't deserve but need.
True that. Man. So yeah, where do we go from here? Should we touch upon Joyce and Hopper?
Oh, that's 100. I would put all the money in my bank account on the fact that something's happening.
We ship it.
It has to happen. Imagine if it doesn't happen and they make us wait another 2 years.
We're going to put all of our eggs into the Joyce and Hopper basket.
I just want a kiss. Like, give me something.
Bob literally, he was the hero that we never deserved. And he paid the price.
He paid the price.
But Joyce deserves happiness too.
I deserve happiness. And that would give me happiness.
You're so right. You're so right. We just want to see her thrive. No one believed her. No one believed her in season one.
It's also interesting because I didn't realize until rewatching that I guess Hopper and her were high school friends or something.
Yes.
Because they mentioned that they knew each other for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my God, imagine if they had a crush on each other, but they just never did anything about it.
It's what we deserve.
I definitely think something's going to happen. I think Steve is going to get with his new Scoops Ahoy coworker, played by Maya Hawke.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it yet, because they just set up Nancy and Steve so perfect in season one.
Yeah,
if something happens to Jonathan, though, like, what's going to happen? We don't know.
I do. Well, if something was to happen to Jonathan, because they're both working at the new local newspaper, and she was really good at this, like, at getting the word out with what happened to with Murray, and I guess Jonathan was there too, but what really happened to Barb. Let's say this is just spitballing. If something happened to Jonathan, then maybe her story would be her writing a really thorough investigative piece on that. You know what I mean?
I would like to see it.
Yeah, but I don't want him to die.
I know.
But listen, if it has to be Steve or Jonathan, I'm sorry.
We're going to make the sacrifice.
We'll make the sacrifice. I mean, I don't want Jonathan to die either. He's so nice. I don't want anyone to die.
Yeah, maybe we don't want anyone to die, but clearly we've heard that somebody is, so bring it on.
Listen, Duffers. We did not write the show again, and if someone has to go, Steve just has to stay safe. But yeah. I do like the how it's going to be set up is Dustin, Luke's sister, Erica, Maya Hawke's character, whose name I don't know, and I'm really sorry about that, and Steve. And the four of them are going to get into some shenanigans. So I'm excited to see that because I like that angle.
We didn't even talk about 11.
Oh, you know what? To be honest,
we've been talking for 20 minutes and we have not mentioned her.
What?
I don't even know what's going on with her anymore.
Yeah, I feel like,
with all due respect to the Duffers, I don't know what's going on.
I feel like she's almost going to be like the character 11 is setting up for everyone else. Like, I feel like this is going to be more of an ensemble season.
Yeah.
Because I think with 11, I think they've mentioned it before. I think she was like to become like a spy, because they were having her like trying to hack in. Like, I think she was going to become a spy for the war, and then she escaped. And then I think the Russian spies are going to want her. So I feel like they're going to be infiltrating Hawkins and
trying to get her.
Yep. And you can't trust anybody. So I feel like she's there to help push the plot along, where everyone else is kind of going to shine this season.
It's just so much.
Here is the one. If you scroll down, Sandy,
scrolling.
Last page, I added those photos, or the second to last page. See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say before we tell all y'all, I noticed this with my own two eyes. I picked this out. Other people might have picked it out. I picked it out on my own as well. So I'm taking credit for this. Two, if you look at any trailer where they show Mayor Klein's Funfair, it's a little dark. If you lighten it up, it is the same layout as a poster for whom, Sandra?
The POTUS, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And his campaign logo.
Yep. So, it looks like the new mayor is going to have similarities to Donald Trump.
Little bit of a social statement here, Duffers. Mm-hmm. We see you.
That means if they're going with what's been said about Donald Trump and the Russian spies, that means that Mayor Klein is probably going to be colluding with the Russian spies to get 11.
Man.
And that's going to be the big plot point. And I think the Starcourt Mall is a front.
It's getting a little Black Mirror-ish in here.
Mm-hmm. Watch, everything that I've said is complete, and they're just gonna be like, no, we just wanted a mall.
No, but there's no denying that the Mayor Klein logo is the exact same as the MAGA logo.
I literally felt like I lost my mind. Like, when I figured that out, I felt like I was in the Upside Down. Like, I I've never been so proud.
We've been in the Upside Down.
We've been there. I was like, this is it. I was ready to call up the Duffer Brothers. Like, give me a job. I just figured it out.
Yep. There you go. So I guess all we can do is tune in and see what happens.
And that's it.
We waited so long for this season.
Yep.
And now it's here. And I've heard it's just going to be like one long movie that you, as we were talking about before, you just don't want to stop watching. So now we're going to figure out when we're going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing.
And we'll come back with the recap. Yeah.
We will.
I think, do you have anything, any other theories you want to, I know that I spoke a lot. I'm sorry.
I'll just hit my points home that I want Steve. Mm-hmm. I want Dustin.
Yep.
I want Joyce and I want Hopper to all thrive.
Yep. And everyone else?
Everyone else?
Who's
good luck?
Yeah, good luck out there.
Good luck. No, I do want Lucas to stay alive. One, I love him. Two, Caleb McLaughlin and I share a birthday. And I need to protect him at all costs.
I know if any of those kids die, I will No.
I think I could part ways with like a newer character, but if you touch the OG cast.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, can I ask you a question actually?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Mrs. Wheeler and Billy?
I don't feel the whole thing. I don't know. It was just a little much, unexpected. Like, I get it, but like he's hot.
Yeah.
He's hot. But he's also an ass. That's as explicit as I'm going to get on this PCast.
You said the A word.
I said the A word. What about you?
I'm on the fence. I don't know. I thought it was funny. But I can also see why it's problematic.
It was funny, but like, I don't like his character at all. So like, anytime they try to like incorporate him in like a fun way, I'm just like over it. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I follow
mean to your sister.
Racist.
You're freaking racist. You have a mullet. No.
Yeah, I follow a bunch of Tumblrs that are like sticking up for him and stuff. And I was like, did we watch the same show?
I know.
Like, what?
I know. That's like, just one's opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm not speaking for the masses.
Dacre Montgomery's going to watch this and be like, or what?
I love him.
Yeah.
Do not get me wrong here. Love him.
We'd love to speak with him, you know. He wants to tell us his thoughts. Just putting it out there. Do you think we could get someone from Stranger Things on the show?
That would be a dream.
Do you think we could?
I don't know. This is our public plea.
Yeah, if anybody was involved in Stranger Things in any way.
Even if you helped with catering, we want to know, what was it like on set?
Mm-hmm.
What was your experience? Tweet us. Sandy and Stina.
Tomorrow we get a tweet from like Millie Bobby Brown.
This seems like something I would be interested in.
Oh, I don't know what I would do. Imagine if Joe Keery.
Oof, that would be the ultimate dream right there. I would love to have Millie Bobby Brown sing on our show.
Oh my God, true.
All of her old singing videos. Timeless. Timeless.
Very true.
And on that note, this concludes our ST3.
I literally just thought about Joe Keery and I got distracted. I took a huge, and I was like, wow.
Joe Keery has been in Boston for like the last month filming a movie, and I hope to cross paths with him.
One day. Get him at the premiere or something. Don't get him. That's weird. You know what I mean.
I'll get him at the premiere.
Just attempt.
True dat.
And I guess,
that's that on that.
And that is that on that. So yeah, we'll be back with our thoughts on the season. Some, if any of the theories were right, how far off we probably are.
We will be checking back on that. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And yeah, thank you again to Anchor for sponsoring this episode.
You make it easy and it's free.
That was a free ad for them. That's how good we are if you give us money. We'll say it as many times as we feel necessary.
Anchor.
Oh my. Do the bit.
So, just a side note, we were recording our first ever commercial for Anchor.fm, and they're really hitting home, like, you know, just like, be you, like, you know, give us a good shout out. So I said that we should just do the whole commercial
like this to make our listeners want to also use Anchor.
So one of the whole things is like, Anchor is so, it's so easy to record and it's great sound quality or whatever. And then just
great sound quality. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much. We will see you next week on Sandy and Stina. Remember to tweet us, email us, and us at Sandy and Stina on Twitter. In our Gmail. SandyandStina@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Everyone, if you want to sound like this, Anchor.fm.
Bye.
Bye.